Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. In the summer of 2013, forest fires north of the southern Oregon's Rogue Valley fill the air with smoke. Physical landmarks such as Grizzly Peak and Mount Ashland disappeared in the haze. On especially bad days, people stayed indoors or wore masks outdoors. Some left town to escape the smoke. The summer forest fires in southern Oregon and northern California have been around for a long time. They were common back in the 1800s, when the talented Oregon farmer Wellborn Beeson mentioned them in his diary. He said 1860 was a hot, dry summer, and the forest fires started early. By June 17th, the atmosphere was getting very smoky. July was dry and hot, and by August, farmers were desperate for rain. On August 17th, Beeson's thermometer reached 100 degrees in the shade. A month later, nothing had changed. The air was still smoky, and there was a fire in the mountains south of Talent. Finally, on October 7th, just as Beeson finished thrashing his wheat and oats with a borrowed machine, a shower of rain fell overnight. The next morning, there was snow on the mountains to the south, and the fire season was over for 1860. Today's episode of As It was written by Amy Kucher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.